evening, everyone. Here we are, Radiance by Design again. I want to talk to you. I'm hoping you're going to call in after our meditation. And Radiance by Design wants to, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I better introduce myself for those of you who are new. On Radiance by Design, we learn all kinds of little techniques and energy systems so that we can catch the wave. We can, on this wonderful full moon night, I think it's a full moon night or very, very close, we can learn to transform within ourselves enough that we keep radiating at a higher and higher level. And I learned something today, which is that it's very difficult for human beings to radiate enough to ignite the change in other people, partially because the collective is so heavy. That's our shared thought. I thought that was very interesting information. It is, I believe, it's much more, and my guides and angels talk about this too, that the collective itself, or that mass thought cloud or whatever we have all around us, all around our planet, is moving and being infused and imbued with much higher frequency energies. You could think of it as like acupuncture, and it sets the frequencies moving. And it is more and more possible for us to radiate out there and really affect the radiance of other people as well. Now, I'm an empath, and I bet you tons of you out there are as well. And very often, if somebody's really tired and I'm sitting close to them, even though I work on myself probably half the day anyway, I still get sucked in by, or I still absorb these other frequencies. But what my little body, this electrode of frequency, does is it transforms that. So I'll take it in, I'll yawn, I'll burp, or whatever it takes, and then I transform it. I'm not boasting about this. But I remember being in a workshop with Rosalind Breyer one time some years ago, and she said, being a water sign, being a Pisces, I have never learned not to take on other people's energy, but what I learned to do was to read it really well and then clear it. So I took from that the permission to have this problem, A, and B, I then transform it. It sometimes takes me a little while, and then send it back out at a higher frequency energy. And because we're getting these tremendous downloads of golden light and high frequency universal energies, and I guess they're going throughout our universe these days, and a lot of different planets and so on are having the impact of higher frequency energies, we have that ability to consciously choose to send a higher frequency energy out to allow ourselves to transform the energies that hit us and then move it on out and actually touch one another. It's really talk about email. It's vibrational mail, isn't it? Where we literally send messages of, hey, you're more possible than you think. Hey, you're lighter than you think. Hey, you can receive these messages of transformation and evolution just by being. Sometimes we have to choose inside of ourselves what to look at and how to accept it, not accept it as status, as your own personal identity, but accept it as something you've absorbed that you can then transform so you can send out, again, a higher field, a higher message. So, and it's really important because a lot of healing is done by shifting fields and frequencies with, say, acupuncture needles or qigong or hands-on energy work or cranial sacral. You all know about that stuff. I know you do. It's amazing. How I first learned about doing energy was about 25 years ago. I was doing my wild, mad woman, chaotic dance workout, and my guide said in my head, lift your palms up and you will feel healing energy. And that's what I do, and maybe you can do it too. If you lift your palms up and call it in, I like saying calling up the healing, call it in, you can feel a wonderful sparkling on the palms of your hand, and then you can apply that directly to various parts of your body or to the bodies and the the situations that you're dealing with other people. So it's a very interesting subject, radiating consciously. Radiance by Design is that, radiating consciously. One of the things they've found, and I always say this, is that people entrain to one another's radiance. Okay, we set each other's, you will match mine, or I will match yours, or together we'll come out with a common match. Okay, and that's why I like to do this meditation all together at the beginning of the show, because it teaches us to create consciously a huge community of people, all of us together in the same vibrational community, hitting off each other like wonderful frequencies that are floating and bouncing. And I know frequencies don't work that way, but in any case, we bounce off each other and we create a higher field together. Let's do it. And right after, I'd love you to call in. We've basically been talking to spirits that want to come and participate in your healing. We want to call in spirits, and the reason for that is I do a lot of it in my private sessions. I didn't used to call them in, as I said last week. Julia Assant, who wrote the book The Final Frontier, is also a medium and a historian, and she is saying that we were controlled by religions in such a way as we're afraid to call in spirits. And I always had this rule that I only talked to the ones that came. I never asked them to come. But since she talked, I really did a wonderful interview with her, which I absolutely loved. I thought she was an amazing woman, and I love her book. But after she spoke, and I said this last week, I realized, as having been raised Catholic, even though that was many years ago, I was afraid to call in beings on the other side for fear I was interrupting their great surge toward light. And I realized, now you can call them in. So we're calling them in. So if there's some situation that you're stuck with, or you want to speak with someone on the other side, something like that, please stay tuned through the meditation. And just after the meditation purifies the vibrational milieu around us all, the medium around us, and then we'll talk to whoever comes in. I've already had a couple of visitations just before we started this show of people on the other side who want to connect with people here. Very often there's a real purpose in connecting through. Sometimes it's a completion of a project that didn't get done, and sometimes it's asking for forgiveness. Sometimes it's healing an anger that wasn't resolved before the person left. Sometimes it's just, I have not done any where, you know, I can find fortunes and things that have been hidden in the basement or in the rafters or something. But I never know quite what they're coming for. And most of the visitations that I have worked with in my readings and so on are to really help people be free of something that's kept them in a kind of a pothole of reactiveness. Usually if the being from the other side wants to unhook something, it's for both their sakes, the person here and the person over there, or actually the whole lineage, you know, all the people related. So join me, why don't you? And we're going to do a meditation together, and then at the end I'm going to have you call in. I talked earlier about calling up the healing, so we're going to have you call in and call up the healing as well. Let's have fun. Some of the spirits are just really happy to connect. I had a girlfriend once who showed up, and I said, "Oh, I'm so glad you came to see me." And she said, "Nobody else will talk to me." And we both laughed a lot. So, you know, they're playful, too. If they were playful on this side, they can be playful on that side. Above your head, see a golden ball. A beautiful, radiant golden ball. And I see the full moon tonight, and it's just a beautiful ball. Not quite gold, more of a white gold. Gorgeous. Above your head, about 2 miles, and below your spine, about 40 feet. Now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. So you're on a kind of a spit. And then around yourself, do an octahedron. Got my tongue twisted here. And the octahedron is a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, number of feet out. And then upside down, meeting it point to point at the base, is an upside down pyramid. Got myself all tangled up. I don't know what that means. And inside of that, so when they're together, they make an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And inside of that, there's a great big crystal ball. Take a look at the colors of your crystal ball. Gorgeous. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And now spin and spin and spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. And in front of you, as you're spinning, you see this screen appear, a very magical screen, and you're going to place little movies on it. And the first movie is you becoming what it is you really want to become. I want to be multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, and coming from the heart. That's right. And you don't have to be what I am. You can if you like. But as I become that and I see the movie of me becoming consciously multidimensional and also coming from the heart, I just smile and keep spinning it aside. So let's spin it over to the side and wrap it in light. And the second movie is me creating, or you creating, a project you want to create. And it can be home and family. It can be anything you like. It can be home and family. It can be a book, a movie. Sounds like charades, eh? A book, a movie, dance, a house. It can be anything you like. And I see myself bringing my multifaceted project together. And see yourself with all the resources coming, the people, places, things, the money, everything you need to bring your project to fruition. Good work. And as it begins to get to fruition, as you begin to complete your project and you see it as successful, clap your hands and then see the resources coming for you to carry that project on so it can sustain itself. And you're so proud of it. That's it. Oh, my heart just swole because it's all working so well. Good. And wrap that in light. And now we do the Galactic Healing Center. And you've all got a team of guides and angels, and then layer after layer of higher beings, your ancestral beings, and everyone that's around you has got a huge realm behind them as well. So let's collect or invite our healing team to stand around this beautiful healing table that we're setting up in our Galactic Healing Center. And the first person to come in and lie on the table is you, or in my case, me. And you lie on the table, and maybe you've got something in your mind that you want to fix. Maybe you've got something you're working on. It can be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, or all of the above. Because if you really look into that, they're all related anyway. If you've got something physical, it's got every level to it, mental, emotional, and spiritual as well. So you lay on the table, and if you don't have something in your conscious mind, ask them what you're going to be working on, and they'll tell you. Okay. Oh, that's really interesting for me, and I'll share what they do with me today because I don't always. They're moving things in my second chakra in a big way because they're saying that I want to part with many of the subconscious drives that have been going through me. You know, the subconscious drives are very often those things, those reactions that you keep meeting in your life over and over again. So there you go. And then they're just cleansing and clearing, and they've got this like laser hose, and they're hosing out my entire pelvic area. Oh, well, that's good. That's my subconscious, right? Everything left over. I want to be brand new, don't you? I can feel it just buzzing and buzzing. What are they working on with you? Now that it's going really well, I'm going to wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now we've got a fresh table, and our healing team is magical, so they replicate themselves around this fresh table. Now, who are we going to bring in today? We're going to bring in someone who has a absolutely shattered ankle. I don't know what she did. Oh, my goodness. She's a lovely woman, and she's very highly placed, very spiritual. Yeah. She apparently works with dying children as a psychologist, nurse. I don't know what exactly is her designation, but I know she does very high work. That's the right ankle, I believe. Sometimes when I see it, it can be a mirror, you see, and a lot of intuitives are like that. All right, so we're going to ask them if they'll, yes, all right. So what they're doing, you know, if the right ankle, we'll just assume it's the right ankle here. And in the right ankle, there's that energy about going forward and the vulnerability and going forward and the connection between going forward or stepping forward and your more insecure aspects inside. And there's an anger in this one. Mm-hmm. So they're pulling out some, they're rearranging her ankle. And they're pulling some of the... Hi, I'm back. I'm sorry that we got pulled off because there was some kind of wild static going on. We wondered if it came from the full moon or if it's from the spirit intervention or something. Anyway, we have this young woman on the table, and she's dealing with a past life experience that was... Oh, I see. So we're already going to get some spirit intervention. But in any case, she is dealing with a situation where she moved from a higher level of consciousness into an entrapment in a relationship with a dangerous dark healer. And that turned her off. That turned off her faith, her ability, her love of self, and so on. And so what they're showing is that she's had tremendous experience in a number of lifetimes of feeling resistant, fearful, very untrusting, and certainly mad at herself. So we're going to see if we can help her with that tonight. And we're asking our own guides and her healing guides and the ancestral links that we all called in before. I don't know if all that was on the air or not. And we're asking for a great deal of help for this young woman who's extremely creative. And you and I know we can be pulled through this knothole and brought into a place where our vibrations are free to unfurl again. She has to make some choices, though. There it is, right there in her heart. Yeah. And now they're working on her. And I can hear, I started to say this earlier, I hear amazing sounds like vaulted chants or something. And there's a lot of love coming down through her and to her. So we'll leave that perking away and move it over to the side. I love that scene. And now we're going to bring in our political table. So we've got a fresh table. Now this one you have to use a little poetic license because we're going to bring in a lot more people than one table normally holds, right? This is a, we've just come, oh, let's do the fiscal cliff, shall we? Let's do the world monetary situation. And let's do, bring in all the people that have to do key players in the world monetary situation, which includes our Congress and Senate and our Republican, Democratic hoo-ha that's been going on, and all the influences and the lobbyists. And various, you know who they all are. Bring them in. Come on, guys. There's enough for everybody. Let's do a win-win. Let's share, like I say to my grandson, share like a bear. And let's all learn to expand our hearts. And how do we learn that? We're calling in a wonderful, wonderful number of the healing lights that are so available for us in the nurturing of which I believe is the moon in Cancer, I'm not sure, and the nurturing lights from it and have it move up through the perineums or the tailbones, whichever you can work out better, of any of these beings who are in a really high state of money control or steering or whatever you want to call it. That's it. And just flood their spinal cords. Yeah, let's just flood them with high-frequency energies. I'm seeing a funny, like a combination of a salmon pink and a purple flame with white lights moving up through in kind of interesting spiraling action. good. And we're moving it through all these different people because this is the infusion of waking up so that we can shift from being, if it's not me, then it's you reality into we are one or we can share reality. That's a huge shift and causes pain in a lot of people, even if it's to the higher good. You know, our identities have to roll on the floor, clatter on the floor like old broken armor, right? There we go. So we're sending this harmonizing energy up through the spine of so many people. Good. And then I want you to wrap that in light. And now let's raise our hands, and we're going to call in. Well, let's call in through the top of our head more of this healing energy. I want us to reach with our minds out into the great golden downloads that are going on and have it flood through the top of your head, run down your neck, into your heart, spin round and round in the heart, down the shoulders and the hands, arms and hands, until your fingers tingle. And then I want you to pat the world anywhere you can see strife, difficulty, poverty, illness, anything that you can perceive anywhere on the planet. And just pat it and flood it with these amazing frequencies of light. And give our planet a big love. This is a big full moon, full-size hug. And just have those lights run round and round and round the planet so it's got this like buffering, pulsing, protective light. And then have it come back up into your hands and up your arms. Swirl round and round in your heart again. And then shoot up through your neck and through your head and out into the great central sun. Come on back down, shoot down through your body and into the earth. So you're grounded in it. Good. Now turn around and zipper shut your galactic healing center. Jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. And then come on into the room with me again. I'd love to chat with you. Now you can see here we're going to give you the numbers, and I'm hoping several of you will call in. I don't know where you are in this week between Christmas and New Year's, which is kind of a goofy week. A lot of people traveling, a lot of people exhausted, a lot of people partying. Oh, my goodness, I just don't know where everybody is tonight. Call in if you feel like you want to see if you can talk to spirit. Bob just handed me his phone, but it died, so I have to let you read it off your screen there. So once again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and we're talking to spirits, your spirits and mine. And we're going to let's use this whole technique of what it's like to unravel from the tourniquet or those things that have kept us in some identity or another. You want to change all that, don't you? Well, you can. You have full permission to call in the beings that can help you do it, the beings from your lineage. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Now let's call in the being, a spirit being. The last young woman we brought in is suffering from, she's not conscious of this, but she's suffering from a relationship from a lifetime many hundreds of years ago. I know they're all concurrent and all that, but we're just going to be linear just for tonight, okay? And at that point, she moved from being a high healing kind of being, she descended in that life, to being kind of duped by a possessive and domineering healer man who had some ulterior motives, and she got all trapped in his, you know, he wooed her, didn't he? Woo! She was in his spider web. In any case, it seems to me that we should be able to find a spirit. Yeah, we do. We've got a wonderful being who wants to be with her and help her with that. But it's very interesting because he says that she's going to need, that it's become a part of her vibrational. You know how we're vibration, you know, your energy first, and it downloads into your physical. Well, somewhere in her energy fields, they're showing that it's a real weaving, all of this material that she has lived through life after life with this tangle, with this fellow who had all kinds of, I guess he used a lot of magic with her, some pretty strange magic. Okay, I'll leave that one simmering, and you can talk. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad to talk to you.
I wondered if you have any sense of my sister who crossed over in 1977.
She was young, huh?
She was 37, yeah.
Wow. Did she have cancer? What was it?
A brain aneurysm. It was really fast.
Wow.
Really sudden, fast.
Oh, yeah, I see her now. She's coming in. She's coming in to talk to us. I don't think she was a metaphysician, was she?
No.
Because I get, first thing I want to say is she's holding back a little bit, a little shy.
It might be strange for her.
Yeah, and she cares about you, you know that?
Well, we didn't really have a good completion. So it would be good to be in contact.
Yes, I think she... did she have a heavy, stronger voice than you? She seems to have a lower voice. And I don't know if that came from her aneurysm or what. And she's speaking that she... she was in a state of... you know what it did is it kind of blew out her ability to cognitively figure out where she was for quite a while.
Well, it was very, she was gone in 3 days. I mean, it was sudden.
Well, I don't know where the aneurysm was, but it was in a center that really, the part of her brain that really got afflicted or limited at that time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So the thing that's very educational about that or helps our learning is it's taken her a while to unravel all that. And to give herself, because she's speaking like it's difficult for her to actually be able to put her thoughts into words. And that
I was told that, right after she left, no one could find her. And finally I was told that she went to one of those halfway houses where you get cocooned.
Oh, good. That's what it is then, because she's just coming out. And this is this is perfect timing, and she, because you know there's no time. We can't go, oh, golly, it's been so long, because it's not like that. It's just a state of being
right.
As long as it is. But she's coming forward, and she's got a really kind of difficult way of, and I think I told you my first husband died. When he came, it was a long time before he could actually speak. I used to play charades with him. And I said, you have to go learn how to speak. This is taking too long. But in any case, in her situation, her voice has got like a wow kind of sound to it right now, because she's trying to work her energies enough so that it can be clear. She cares a lot about you. You know that? She loves you.
I know. I love her too. And
she wanted she wanted very much to reach you, but she said that she totally lost her way. And
that's my sense. It was very difficult to sense that she was lost.
You mean before she crossed or after?
After she crossed.
Yeah, she couldn't, she's still having trouble talking. It's very interesting. She's a lovely spirit, and what she's been through as she was in a cocooning stage is a kind of a rebirth inside with some of the, I guess it was the neural networks and so on, vibrational fields inside. and that mm-hmm. there's a hurt. She still has a hurt, and we all take them till we work them out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's reaching for you with her voice as if it's a difficult reach. She wants mm-hmm. you to see her as Okay, so she wants you to see her as completing. She wants you to see her as finally finishing a journey she had to be on, and that was in her cocooning period. She's finally just finishing that and coming out. And she's, and it's funny, I feel, do you feel this, Jaya? There's a real pressure in the chest.
Yeah.
Because you can say no, you don't have to please me, but that's, I'm saying, she's working her way out of this feeling, and there's a kind of a rebirth coming up in her, not into uh-huh. human form, but into a way of being, and she sees you now, and she's free to see you now, and she will be much clearer in a short while. As we're speaking, she's stepping further into a kind of a stronger physical state. I don't think she's been talking to anyone, actually.
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Well, I know that for years after that, I asked various mediums to find her, and they couldn't find her.
Yes, because I'm seeing that she hasn't actually been communicating, and it's really interesting.
Uh-huh.
And she's saying she's going to get clearer, and she's going to get better. She's saying better, but she's emerging mm-hmm. now from a place of, she would say, never, never land or something like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm
uh-huh.
hearing.
Sort of like a coma or something.
Yeah. And she sees you, and her eyes, she must have had bright eyes as well. So do you, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She sees you very, very well right now, but she couldn't. And so she will be speaking with you again, and she will practice.
Uh-huh.
So you can talk to her, and she will make her feelings known to you. She's quite, as we speak, she's waking up more because she has, like we said, she hasn't talked to anybody. And now she's going, I'm excited.
And is there anything else I can do to help?
Talk to her. She'll talk to you more. Do you know any way to find out where the brain aneurysm was? I'm sensing it's like this, the middle, near the corpus callosum in the center of the temporal lobe, but closer in, and I think on the right side.
I don't know, but I know that in a way we were glad that she wasn't, permanently disabled.
She could have been terribly afflicted. I feel like it was speech
yeah.
and motion. There's a lot that would
yeah.
have been afflicted. But
yeah.
So she's saying to you, and she can't talk very well. It's exhausting to her. She's already kind of fading, but she's trying to show that she's had to work out of whatever the knots were in the energy field in that part of her brain. She's been working that out. And
mm-hmm.
it was shocking. She was in shock.
The whole thing was very shocking. And she had two young children, and tell her now she has seven grandchildren.
Oh! Oh! She's going to see them. She's kind of, I feel like she's weeping and going to see them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she has seven wonderful grandchildren.
Oh, what a blessing, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
She, she's quivering. That's lovely, actually. You have to understand that this call, Jaya, literally woke her out of her, She was waking up, but this brought her through the threshold of her waking up. You understand?
Wow. Wow.
And I'm very touched by it. She's got this almost innocent light look in her eyes as she says she's going to see her grandchildren.
Oh, good.
And you will hear from her again. She's going to practice this. She's going to practice.
Oh, good.
And she's lovely. I don't think you had huge issues with her, did you?
We had some surface issues, but it was a long time ago.
And I don't really feel that tension between you. I feel more of an eagerness for her to make peace with. It's like she's been in a coma and now she's coming out and she has to figure out what's been going on.
Good. Well, I'm very grateful to have the connection.
And she loves you, and she's going to be talking to you. She's smiling. My face is all.
Oh, good.
And what's her name again? Oh, we don't know her name, right?
Judy.
Okay, I'm just talking to her because that's wonderful. I'll be very happy to hear how she grows and learns, and so will you. Tell her things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for that. That was an interesting call for me.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Very helpful. Thank you.
It's always so much education for us, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and this is good confirmation because for so many years, mediums who would try to find her couldn't. They thought that she was kind of lost, and so this is really good news.
And we know she was in, like you said, a cocoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place for she, but she's coming out. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be interesting.
Okay.
Take care, Jaya.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. Wow, that was very interesting. I learned so much from these beings, and the whole journey on the other side is much richer and much more chapter-filled than what a lot of us used to think. And before we started this, and I will get back to the young lady, before we started this, I saw a priest on the other side. I asked spirits who was coming through. Now, one of you listening is a man who's in his, 50s? Okay. And you've been very immature most of your life. And they're showing here, this is a hard one, ladies and gentlemen. But in any case, they're showing that there's a priest here. And the priest had abused this fellow. And he's had a very hard time with his life. And he's kind of, I'll use a rude term, I'm going to say fat, meaning he's overweight, but it's very soft, like he never got strong in his own skin, you know, that softness. This is a very gentle soul. He's a sweet and gentle soul. You still are a sweet and gentle soul, but this priest took a great deal of your strength from you, made you feel impoverished on every level, even though you were beautiful and had a great deal of promise. And he's standing there. He wants to share with you his deep, deep affliction that he himself was so out of control, and how he left you that way. He feels that there were many people, but in your case, he felt like you were you're a very saintly man, and in that saintliness, you had been distorted by one of God's representatives, and he wants you to see and feel and know that he will do everything he can from where he is to help you find the strength to move into the creative realm you are. He's saying, if you know, if you can be awake to remember what I did, you will feel my regret, my apology, and I will try to the best of my ability, help you find an avenue. I will present to you an avenue for you to move a creative drive into the world in a way that you've dreamed of. I know I can do this for you. So he's sending a message of love. He has tremendous regret, but he's wanting to. He was a very kind priest in a lot of ways, but he did some pretty crazy things with, well, we know about all that. But he really feels strongly for you that he can make a difference in your life. He can bring to you opportunities to give you access. You're just over 50, I believe. And he says he can give you access to the world where you can literally present your artistry and the concepts and ideas that you have in your mind, because you haven't had the strength at all to carry them out. But he said, I can help you, and I will, and it will help both of us. And he's saying that he loves you dearly and truly regrets the number of years that you've kept yourself. This spirit that is Judy was in a cocoon for a long time. This fellow that was molested by the priest has been in his own form of a cocoon. And by the same token, this priest is saying, we're going to move you out of that and create a very strong avenue for you to do the work that will bring your heart and soul free. And you'll make a big difference on the planet for maybe 6 or 8 years, and that's important to you. So that was an interesting call, and I thank this priest, and I thank the listener. And if that smacks of any familiarity for you, you're not really sure, well, I think we should talk about it, or email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Now, next Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters, we're going to have Galexis, and we're going to talk a lot. A lot of you know about Galexis, which is a coalescence of beings that come through Ginger Metro. And this is a really interesting group because I know all the channel beings are wonderful, loving, and interesting. But these ones go right into the grit of the third dimension, and they go way out there into the multi-aspected, many-dimensional reality, and I just always love talking to them. They're really delightful beings. So they're going to be talking about the shift, and they're talking a lot about, not so much about the 26,000-year cycle change, but more like everything happens in cycles of 12 years, and they say that around the sixth year, which is what they say this is right now, they're saying it goes from, I think, 2006 to 2018, and that this is halfway through, and that's the most pivotal time. So they're going to talk to us about the number of changes that you're going to experience, and I'm going to experience, and the collective is going to experience. So that's going to be really exciting. I always am delighted to talk to Galexis. So tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio for Paradigm Shifters. So let's go back and finish with this other young lady she had that turmoil way back when she was coerced and co-opted by a lover, healer to healer, but he was in the dark art. And she's been conflicted ever since, having lost faith in the divinity or God or creator spirit, however you want to call it, or having the name God be put behind someone else's control tools, which a lot of us have experienced at some level or another. So let's just take a look at her and see who would come in on her behalf. And she has a very strong, oh my goodness, there's a strong male force. Most of the spirit beings are what you would call androgynous. They're not exactly ragingly sexual, are they? But in any case, this is more of the male side of the vibrational field. And he's saying that she won't hear him right now. She has tremendous resistance and does not want to hear anything that makes her move out of her determined clutch of what the third dimension has. But in any case, he is a being of love and of strength and power. And he's coming toward her to work with her So he's working with her on the brain. This is like going into the Galactic Healing Center again. He's working with her brain. There's something about the occiput and the... Something is closed in the brain. Mm-hmm. And he's working in behind the occiput and right into the center of the brain and wanting to move out a locked position against life because she's lost her faith and trust in life and her ability to create and refine life. And he's working with her a great deal. He tries to speak with her, but she's resistant. So what he's doing is saying that he will walk with her and he will share with her some possible dreams. And this is going to take a process. So what we've done here on Radiance by Design is called in this being and called in the rapport between the two of them. This is not how I thought this work was going to go tonight, but this is how it's going. So he's going to develop a greater and greater rapport with her. She's coming into a time of change, and he's going to be there with her as she becomes more and more sensitive, and he can enter in her brain a refreshing kind of ability to comprehend change and expansion. So we'll see what happens, and we'll change her life so she becomes much freer. But the other part of this young woman is that she has the ability to recover, to be again a very powerful healer with a number of galactic connections from her other lives that will give her a tremendous ability on the planet and a lot more humor. She's dramatic and potentially very playful. She's that, and this being who's her... I don't know whether he's an angel or archangel. He's an archangel. And he says that the time is right now that is thinning around her and in her. Her resistance should thin, and it's perfect time for him to begin to be involved with her. So we'll tune in on her over the next few weeks and see what happens. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope you have some feedback for me, and you'd love to write about what we're talking about or what you would like to hear or perhaps even what subjects you'd like us to cover on Paradigm Shifters. Remember, on Paradigm Shifters, we're now offering podcasts, and so you'll be able to download those as you wish. Otherwise, we'll catch you on BBS Radio on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, or you can email me or go into my website, My website is Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle.com. VeronicaAntwistle.com, and it's got a thing there that says Ask Veronica, and you can punch into it and ask me a question, make a comment, whatever it is your heart desires. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for being here on the planet, working with all the changing frequencies and becoming a part of this great time of shift. Good night. Blessings.